Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Is this table on the corner okay?
Sure, we can sit here.
Oh, you paused to get anything on your tray?
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that hungry.
What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
Well, I've been really worried. It's my car. It's in the shop again.
Really? What's wrong this time?
I don't know exactly. Something's wrong with the brakes, I think.
Well, at least that shouldn't cost you much to fix. Parts are cheaper for all the American cars like yours. Did the mechanic say how much it would cost?
He said he'd call me with an estimate later on today.
Watch out, he doesn't try to take advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, some car mechanics, if they think that someone doesn't know much about cars, they might try to overcharge that person.
Maybe so. But I trust this guy. He was recommended by one of my neighbors. He has done some work for me in the past, and his prices seem to be reasonable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll try using him in the future. By the way, do you need a ride home after class today?
Oh, I'll sure appreciate it. It's really tough getting around without a car when you live off campus.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What does the woman imply about her car?
What does the man say about the woman's car?
21. What does the woman say about the mechanic?
22. What does the man offer to do?